Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Shadow of the Scorpion by Neil Asher, read by Rick Jones, for the island of Crete, where the scorpions are small, the measures large, and the sun ever shining. Chapter 1. Sitting on an outcrop, Ian Cormack stared at the words and figures displayed on his palm top, but could not equate them to anything he knew. A world had been bombed into oblivion, and the death toll was a figure that could be read, but which it was impossible to extract real sense from. Though the battle lines had not shifted substantially for 12 years, and such a cataclysmic event was unusual, it was not a story that could hold a young boy's attention for long. Ian's attention wandered, and he gazed back down at the rock nibblers swarming over the massive fossil, like beetles over a decaying corpse. Slowly, cutting away and removing the intervening stone with small diamond saws and ceramel manipulators, they were revealing the intact remains of... He cleared the recent story from his palm-top screen and returned to an earlier page, an Edmontosaurus. To one side, his mother, Hannah, sat with her legs crossed, monitoring the excavation on a laptop, open where the name implied. She was clad in a pair of his dad's sparkined combat trousers, enviro boots, and a sky blue sleeveless top, her fair hair tied back from her smudged face. She was very old. He counted it out in his head, nearly 6 times his own age, but she looked like an elf girl, since the new treatments had cleared the last of the old anti-geris from her system. While he watched, she made some adjustments on the laptop's touch screen, then transferred her attention to the line of nibblers entering a large crate set to one side. In there, he knew, they were depositing the slivers of stone they had removed, all wrapped in plasmel and all numbered, so that their position in relation to the skeleton could be recalled. On the side of the crate were stenciled the letters FGP, standing for Fossil Gene Project. "Why do you want to keep the stone?" he asked. With some exasperation, Hannah glanced up at him. "Because, Ian, its structure can tell us much about the process of decay and fossilization. In some instances, it is possible to track the process back through time and then partially reconstruct the past.